Well, the debate over how to drought-proof our nation has undoubtedly been reignited by the Morrison government announcement of the new cash payment for struggling farmers. The measure came just days after shock jock Alan Jones cried on Sky News, calling for more help for farmers. Michelle Grattan joins us now from Parliament House. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. What came first, Alan Jones' tears or the Prime Minister's new cash payment? What do you think?
Well, government sources say that the measure had been in the system and in the expenditure review committee process, but the timing was interesting.
Look, it's very interesting. You, in your column, you talk about the tensions, not, I was going to say subtle tensions, but maybe not so subtle, tensions over drought policy and who owns it between the Prime Minister and his Liberal Party and the Nats. Now, what are you hearing?
This came to the surface yesterday when the Prime Minister went on the John Laws program to announce this new cash measure. The John Laws program, incidentally, should emphasise, because he's not often on that program, wasn't the Alan Jones program. Mm. And at the same time, though, the Nats had a press conference to announce the policy. And some Nationals were somewhat annoyed by the Prime Minister appearing to preempt Michael McCormack and Bridget McKenzie. There's a bit of dispute over how many people were upset by this, but what's important is that it does reflect a wider feeling in the Nationals that the Prime Minister does not give them, and particularly their leader, enough room to deliver on issues or be seen to deliver on issues. This is not only drought, but the drought issue particularly highlights this, because from the very first day that he was leader, the Prime Minister has taken this issue as his own and very much dominated it. And the Nationals, who are feeling pressed in their own seats, are aware of being crowded on this issue.
Yeah, so you say on his first day he was elected leader.
Literally on his first day, his first press conference when he was still Prime Minister-elect, not even sworn in, he highlighted drought as an initial priority.
Have all Prime Ministers done this?
Obviously,
I mean, you know, in times when we have drought, of course.
Obviously, to an extent, a Prime Minister will be to the fore when there's a major drought. But I think over a range of issues, but especially this, but a range of issues, Scott Morrison has tended to crowd out the Nationals, and because Michael McCormack is not as assertive a leader as some previous Nationals leaders, that becomes more obvious and more of a problem for the party.
But as Kate McBride said on our panel then, they're getting the very strong sense that a lot of metropolitan people are very engaged, unusually engaged in this. Maybe that's affecting the Prime Minister.
Well, Scott Morrison's getting that sense too, and this issue came up in the party room earlier this week, that metropolitan people really wanted a lot done for people affected by drought, and I think that that is one of the drivers of his intense presence in this debate.
I mean, the government's been keeping under wraps the report it commissioned from the drought coordinator, Major Stephen Day. Why the secrecy, do you think?
That's not clear at all. When asked, the government says, oh, well, Cabinet's still looking at these things. But I think to have that report and the overview that it would represent out in public would be very helpful during this debate.
Thank you very much indeed, Michelle. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Geraldine.
And Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and joins us regularly.